Brian next. Morning, Brian.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Go ahead.
You know, it's really a situation of people's personal beliefs, personal convictions being honored and respected, and it has to be respected right across the board. You know, we don't want government coming in, setting their chin on our shoulder and telling us exactly what to think and what to do. And that this is a situation like that because you have tens of thousands of Christians in Northern Ireland who have personal beliefs, biblical convictions. Those shouldn't be roughshod, just run over. I would respect a business owner in West Belfast. You know, if someone came into a printer's and said, I want you to print what would be offensive material to them, you know, to their political beliefs or religious beliefs or whatever, I wouldn't want them to be forced by government to do that. And the bakery was offering the cake. They were going to serve them the cake. There's no problem there. But again, it was something that they found offensive to their personal convictions, religious convictions.
Okay.
And we can't get into a situation where we're forcing people to do things against their own personal
convictions. Brian, thank you. I'm just racing through all of these different callers that we have this morning. David, next morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen. Stephen, I used to live in England. When I lived in England as a gay man, I used to go, about 7 or 8 years were there. I got about 4 cakes for about gay parties. I'm a gay man, as I say. And I got things put on the cakes, which was a lot worse than what's been asked to be put on here. You know, if Scotland, Wales and London is watching this, they are laughing their heads off at the people in Northern Ireland living in the 1930s. You've got to grow up. If you own a business, give the service. We don't, it's as simple as that. It doesn't matter. And one of the bakeries, by the way, that I actually got the cake done in and I got worse than that put on it.
Well, maybe that's what people are worried about. They'd be forced to put whatever you want on it too.
Well, Stephen, it's all a laugh. It's all a party. It's all a laugh. It's all a thing. At the end of the day, you're providing a service. This is what the key is to this. You're providing a service. If you feel that you can't give that service, then you shouldn't be opening the business. It's as simple as that. That's just what the problem is here.
So a deeply religious person shouldn't open a business then. They've got to throw out all their values, all the things that they hold dearly to them. That's a free-for-all because they've opened a business, David.
Everybody in the world has different views about different things and different ways of life. At the end of the day, you're giving a service to the community and there's nothing stuck in windows to say, well, we can't do this and we can't do that. Then you're providing a service at the end of the day. What really concerns me about this case is this. Where this is leading to. This is really what concerns me. Because I think it's more of a darker end of this case.
What do you mean?
Okay, you said about Christian people owning businesses. Are we really going to get down the road where we are saying that you know certain things can't be done? Well, if he had a notice on his door and says, we can bake cakes, but we can't put on A, B, C or D, that would be a different matter. Then people wouldn't go in. But at the end of the day, you're providing a service. Okay.